Howdy, I'm Jeffrey Snover, architect of Windows PowerShell. Today we're here on Channel 9 with superstar Bill Staples.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Bill is the IIS PUM. Why don't you tell people what a PUM is and what a PUM does?
I'm not sure what a PUM is, but what a PUM does is manage the engineering team, basically. So developers, testers, and program managers that work on IIS are all on my team.
Great. And so now you got IIS 7
coming
out with Longhorn.
And Vista.
And Vista. Yes. Yeah, right. Tell us about IIS 7. It was great.
IIS 7 is a big release for the IIS team. It's probably the biggest release we've done, honestly. And we've got a ton of new features. Probably the biggest thing that customers already have talked a lot about is the modularity in IIS.
Right. That's sexy.
Broken up all the features into individual modules so you can have complete control over what you install on the server. And have maximum control over the footprint and the security of the server.
Right. Now, tell about how that, you know, the footprint and security. I know some people kind of miss that.
Yep. Well, with previous versions of IIS, we've basically taken the approach of installing all the features by default.
Yeah.
And that was great from an ease of use perspective, but definitely led to lots of problems in Windows 2000, for example, where all the features were enabled, and we had viruses like NIMDA and Code Red attack the web server, which
right.
was a bad thing for customers. With IIS 6 and Windows 2003, we took the approach of disabling those features by default. They were installed but disabled, which is great from a security perspective. But from a footprint perspective, you really want even to go the next step, which is never install the things to begin with if you don't use them. And that means down the road, if patches come out, they're not installed, you don't have to worry about ever installing the patch either.
Right, and so you don't ever have to reboot the server because you don't ever update that stuff, and it's more secure because you're guaranteed the code's not in there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Modularity is not the only thing we've done. We've also built a brand new configuration system with IIS 7 that integrates great with ASP.NET. You can now have web.config files with your application that configure not only ASP.NET settings, but also IIS settings, which is a very powerful thing. You can now copy IIS configuration from one machine to another, so it's really easy to deploy apps from a development server onto a production server. We've also built a brand new administration GUI from scratch that's now feature-focused. Instead of, you know, rows and rows of tabs and radio buttons, you've got features you configure and very easy-to-use tasks.
Right, it's kind of task-oriented, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's much easier to use than our previous admin tools have been. And probably the last big thing I would highlight with IIS 7 is a lot of new diagnostics and troubleshooting support. So it's much easier to kind of pinpoint when things start going wrong, where the problem is, and how to fix it.
Yeah, you know, that was the thing I noticed as we're going to show you a demonstration of IIS 7 and PowerShell in a few minutes here. But one of the things I noticed as I was using the GUI was how task-oriented it was and how you do one thing, and then you say, oh, well, the next thing I need to do is this, and it's right there. And so it really kind of, it seemed like you had designed it with the admin workflow in mind.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that face today's IIS administrators.
Well, we hope we've overcome a lot of the challenges that face customers, IIS administrators today with IIS 6. But one of the things that we always hear from customers is it's pretty easy to get an application up and running on one server. When it comes to deploy that application onto multiple servers, onto a server farm, and then manage that multiple servers, manage the application on multiple servers, it's a really difficult task.
Right.
It requires lots of scripting, meta-based replication, you know, replicating our configuration store is a very difficult task. And it ends up, you know, being a pretty complicated process. One of the things that I'm pretty excited about with our demo here is we're going to show off how easy that is now with IIS 7 and PowerShell.
Yeah, so talk about that, my favorite topic. tell us a little bit about what things you see in PowerShell that you think are going to help your IIS admins.
Well, PowerShell is going to be a boon for IIS administrators. It is so easy to compose tasks in PowerShell through, you know, very simple commands and yet do these really powerful things. You know, just basic configuration tasks become really simple from the command line, and then the fact that you can compose those tasks and do things like for loops, for example, to do it, set a particular configuration property across multiple sites or even across multiple servers, becomes, you know, so simple and so elegant. It's really impressive.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I you know, that's the thing about GUIs, man. I love GUIs. I mean, GUIs are great, but you know, if we just went and transformed, and of course I love command lines, but what I like to tell people is if we just transformed a click 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 experience with a click 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 experience, we really haven't moved the ball forward that much. It's just a lifestyle difference.
Yep.
But the point is that once you can type it in, then you can say, now I want to do this across a gazillion machines, or I want to do it at night. When I'm at home playing with the kids, I want this to be run. Whereas if it's a GUI, you kind of got to be there, and if you have to do it to 10,000 machines, well, you know, you're going to have some risk issues.
Yep, I totally agree. And that is a big problem that that IS administrators face. And
risk? Carpal tunnel?
Carpal tunnel. Uh-huh, yeah, we get that complaint all the time. Too many clicks. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's why I have a natural keyboard here. Okay, so maybe we should show some of the demo.
Let's do it.
So let's talk about it. We're going to do a demo, a Bob Moog keynote demo at IT Forum, mm-hmm. and showing PowerShell and IIS 7 and the great things admins can do. So you want to start off?
You bet. Let me start off by showing the new admin tool with IIS 7 and how you can set up a really basic PHP application. In this case, showing off the compatibility of IIS with...
We didn't talk about that. Yeah. That's the coolest stuff. So talk about PHP, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, but PHP, I love PHP. I go to the bookstore and I see PHP, PHP,
PHP. PHP's everywhere.
Yeah, tell me about PHP and IIS 7.
Well, you know, IIS is all about being a web application server. It can serve content from lots of different application types. We've always had great support for classic ASP, and with IIS 7, you wouldn't believe the power that ASP.NET developers have now with IIS 7. It's got great integration not only with the config store, which I mentioned, but also at the processing level. You can now write .NET code that integrates directly into IIS's core engine, essentially. So that's a great thing for ASP.NET developers. But we're also going to be a great web server for PHP applications as well. And one of the things that we're working on is actually building fast CGI support, which is a special type of CGI support that plugs into IIS that allows PHP applications to run just as fast on Windows as they do on Linux.
Oh,
that's going to be a great thing for PHP developers.
Right.
So I've got a PHP application here, actually. And let's go ahead and set it up and show you how easy that is. So I've got the PHP application here. You can see it's a simple index.php page, which has all the scripting in it. And some JPEG files here. I'll go ahead and launch the IIS administrator and connect up to my server. First thing I'm going to do is go ahead and register PHP with IIS 7. In the past, this has been pretty difficult to do, but with IIS 7, it's really easy. We just click on handler mappings, click on add script map, and we're going to tell IIS to serve PHP requests, so start up PHP, point to CINETPub. PHP 5 by sappy.dll. This is on D drive, isn't it?
Okay.
And it's called PHP. Click OK. It's asking me to confirm. And now we've got PHP installed.
And that's
simple as that. Yeah.
That's awesome. By the way, the thing I love here is this action pane, and it's just add manage handler, add script map, add, just very task oriented. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's add that website.
Let's go ahead and add the site now. So I showed you the site here. It's on our INETPub directory. So let's go ahead and go to let's call this the demo site. And it's in INETPub/demo. We're going to put the port on port 808 for this particular demo application. Click OK. And easy as that, the site's created.
And
it's already started. So to check it out, make sure it's run, I'll click the browse task.
That's my favorite thing. It's like, click, I added. What do you want to do? You're going to browse to make sure that it works. And you guys added that. That's awesome.
PHP is running. It's showing our images here. The nice application here has a next and previous link, so I can quickly flip between them. So PHP is running great on IIS 7.
It's all great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's your great new admin console running on a single machine.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens when you want to do it on a gazillion machines?
Yeah. Let's take this particular site.
Yeah.
With the scripts, the IIS configuration that we just set up, and all the PHP dependencies, and blow it out to our server farm.
Okay, why don't I show that?
Okay.
Okay. So I know I'm hiding the camera for a second. Give me a minute. All right. So here we have the glorious command line. God, I love the command line. What we wanted to do was to have under 50 verbs manage greater than 80% of the system. So you learn those verbs, you manage the system, something new comes out, you guess on those verbs, and then you're right. So here we get all the services. Then I can use wildcard, get all the services that begin with a W. I can then say something like, hey, I'd like to get all the services that begin with W3, and I want to stop them, right? But maybe that's good, maybe that's bad, so I'll say minus what if. And so here it's showing you that it would have stopped the time service and the WWW publishing service. And so the point of that is, right, you know, hey, go stop the service. But if you got it wrong, you know, it could affect your career, right? Like, hey, what are you, an idiot? Get out of here. Go work for my competitors, please, right? And that's a lousy world for admins to be in. So we wanted to create a world where it's very safe. You know, whenever you're going to have a side effect on the system, just type what if and see what's going to happen, okay? So then, let me just go back here a second. Right. So now, it's not just about command lines, right? So here I'll do command lines, and now what we're going to be showing is Power Gadgets. Power Gadgets is this awesome set of software by Power Gadgets, the company. And what you can do is I can get all the processes and then output them to a chart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so here it's showing the handles and the working count. Here, what I can do is I can say, get all the processes on the system. I'd like to measure them. I'd like to sum up the number of handles. Output it as a digital gauge and update it every second.
Right? So it's showing like live data on the system?
Yeah, absolutely.
In that digital gauge?
Yeah, and so it's PowerShell driving these Power Gadgets to get live data and update the system. Is that awesome?
That looks great.
I love this stuff. Okay, so next we'll talk about the deployment problem, right? So the deployment problem is we use this great admin GUI to configure one system, but what about the rest of the systems, right? And so we put the rest of the simple systems in a simple server farm text file, right? So look at that, just the name of the file.
It's just a text file? It's just not like some XML manifest with GUIDs in it and lots of complicated terminology you got to get right?
Exactly.
Just a text file.
Just a text file.
Wow.
And so that's the name of all the servers in the farm. And then, what is it that we want to distribute? So we wrote this application manifest. Manifest must be XML,
must
right?
Must be XML.
No, we used ASN.1. No, just joking. So it's, again, simple text file, right? Use Notepad. And it's showing you these are all the directories that I want to publish, right? So it's the demo, the application itself. It's the global configuration file. And then it's PHP. PHP itself. We're going to move it on all of them.
Wow. Okay. So those are the files we downloaded from PHP.net earlier that have the PHP engine itself in, right?
Exactly. Okay. So now what I'll do is I'll show you that file. Okay. It's a really simple file. This parameter has a set of defaults. Okay. But then what it does is it says for each machine in the farm, for every file in the list of files, it composes a path and then copies things recursively and forcefully.
So PowerShell is using those text files we saw earlier as parameters for the script.
Yeah, exactly.
It reads through those text files and uses those as parameters.
Exactly. So check this out. So what it says is this farm, what that says is you could say, you know, deploy application minus farm and give the name of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or if you don't and just leave it for itself, what it will do is it'll initialize this variable, and it does it by catting the file, by typing the file,
right. Gets
all those things, and uses them as parameters.
That is so cool.
It is. You know,
simple is sometimes really beautiful, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. You know, I love XML, I love ASN.1, but, you know, nice ASCII text files. It is the difference between rocket science and rock science. This is rock science. You know? You put two rocks together, you can make this work. Okay, so now we'll go and deploy this application. And so it's telling you what it's doing. It's copying all those files. Yeah? And so then as it's doing that, yeah, so it's going to copy all those files.
So one thing I have a question on is, you know, I guess the new configuration store with IIS 7 really makes a big difference here. Because in the past with IIS 6, for example, you've got the metabase. And you could never copy the metabase from one server to another, right?
Right.
But you're using the simple new IIS 7 configuration store that doesn't have encrypted passwords in it by default, doesn't have hard-coded paths. And you're just blasting that global configuration from the server we set up to all the other servers on the server farm.
Exactly.
So that's what you're,
The simplicity of IIS 7 and the power of PowerShell, man, it's like peanut butter and chocolate. Man, put them together, and it's just fantastic. So now we'll do. Now we've deployed that to our web server farm. Let's generate some stress and bash this guy. Okay. So go over to our. I guess that's supposed to be. I'm supposed to go home. But my customers come first. So here's a stress machine, and what we'll go and do is to. You know what I should do first? What I want to do first is to show you some more cool power gadgets.
Oh, yeah.
So first one I'm going to show you here is the Vista sidebar. And the Vista sidebar, notice there, CPU utilization. Okay? So what this is a power gadget running in the Vista sidebar.
No way.
Yeah. And it's using PowerShell to get the CPU utilization across your web server farm and then display it in your sidebar.
So that's live CPU usage on my server farm.
Exactly. Right, and you can see we're not bashing the system, it's all real low. We're going to change that in a second. But now, in addition to CPU utilization, I want to see, hey, tell me about the request per second. So I'll go ahead and start this up and fire up. These gauges show me the requests per second. Okay?
Cool. So like speed gauges to show us how fast we're going.
Exactly. And you see zero requests per server. So now I'll drag this out of the sidebar, drop it here, and now let's start some stress. Let's go bash this puppy. Okay? So this is generating a set of requests. Give it a second, make sure everything's fired up.
Yeah, I recognize this. This is our performance stress program that we have. So this is how we test the server in terms of stress and performance load. Basically, I think it's round-robining requests to each of the servers in the server farm, right? So we're going to go and push as much load as we can possibly push onto those servers and see what kind of throughput we'll get.
More command line. It's a beautiful thing. All right, so now we go back to our admin workstation. I should have highlighted that our admin workstation obviously is running Vista. And there you go.
Ouch.
Take a look. CPU is now pegged, and we're getting about 24, this one's 45, but around 20 to 40 requests per second. Not so good.
Not good at all. Yeah, I guess it speaks to the PHP application we chose. It's a really CPU and disk intensive application. For every request, it's resizing those images on the fly. So you can understand why it's not getting very good throughput.
But now IIS can do better, right?
Oh, definitely.
Tell us about that.
Let's use the output cache feature that we have in IIS 7.
Yeah, explain output cache.
For the first time, we now have the ability to actually cache the response of entire responses, even dynamic responses like this PHP application.
Uh-huh.
So you've got these...
Because you always do that with static, right?
We always cached static responses, but we never cached dynamic ones. Because, theoretically, the data is changing all the time. In this case, we've got images that are not changing, but the application itself is resizing them to make them fit the browser and calculating those next and the back and forward links. Well, those don't change, right? Until we publish new images onto the application, the data is not going to change. So what we've done is written a simple PowerShell commandlet here to configure the caching so that IIS will cache those entire responses in memory and not have to run the PHP application on every single request.
Right. So now let's shrink this so that we can see it in all of its glory. So now what we'll do is we'll go, and we have this add IIS caching. Now notice here, what computers do I run it on? And you just cat that file again, right? It's just the ASCII text file. You want to do this to 1,000 machines? Put 1,000 machines in that file, and it'll just work. Or, so it's great, the power of PowerShell. What those parentheses say is run a command and get the results and plug it here. So this command just says cat a file. But it could have been look up some stuff in Active Directory, ask the user for stuff, go to some SQL database. It could be anything, right?
Yeah.
Just whatever. Just give me a list of computers, and I'll operate on it. So now we'll go ahead and add the caching. And this takes a bit as it goes. And it's going to talk to each one of those machines.
Oh, there's server one.
There's the first one.
Oh, there's server two.
Down, down, down.
Wow.
And then watch. These gauges go up. Look at that. So
So we went from 20, 30 requests per second to how many, Jeff?
It's 438, 439, 436, 436. By the way, did you ever see this great thing about PowerShell? One of my favorite things. Math, right? So what was it? 430 plus 438 plus 438 plus...
Oh. Got extra equals in there.
I'm enthusiastic. plus 436. You got 1,742.
That's a heck of a lot better than 100 or whatever we were getting before, right?
And the CPU is, like, way down there.
I think in this case, we could actually get even better throughput, but our stress client is maxing out the network.
Right.
So, hey, you know, that's pretty good.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Okay. So that's the demo we're going to be showing at IT Forum. Yeah? I guess what I'd like to say is, you know, I just think IIS 7 is awesome. The fact that it's so modular that people get to say, hey, you know, because I know that your team has done a lot of work on security, going through the threat modelings, using the automated tools to cover all things. And so that code is the most secure code ever. But it's still code. And so the ability to say, hey, most secure code ever is the code that's not on that box. If I'm not using it, pull it out. That is just so awesome. And the fact that now you guys have PHP, man, I just think IIS7 is going to, you know, light the town on fire.
We hope so. Have you checked out IIS.net yet, the website?
No.
Oh, you got to check out after we get through here, www.IIS.net. It's got tons of information about IIS7 on. Lots of great articles and samples and everything else.
Awesome.
And one of the things I hope to get up on IIS.net really soon is a great PowerShell article showing off all the demo that we did here, basically all the commandlets and commands to configure IIS on so that PowerShell customers can start using PowerShell with IIS as well. Yeah. I think they're going to be so impressed when they see how easy it is to take really simple command lines and do really powerful things with it, like, right, deploy an application onto an entire server farm, monitor the CPU and requests per second, these really cool gauges. I mean, you can't do that with any other server platform, can you?
I know. And you know what's cool is you say, well, you know, but what if you did it to 4? What happens if I wanted to go to 4,000? And the answer is, well, put 4,000 entries in the file and rerun it.
Wow.
You know, it's just that simple. That's what makes it so cool.
Well, it's been great doing this demo with you. I hope it's a great success.
Hey, you know what I didn't tell, the most important thing? The most important thing. PowerShell is now released. Windows PowerShell is now released. So you don't have to, the waiting is over. You can go download it today and install it. You become more productive, get better control over your environment, and it's easy, easy, easy. So, you know, get that. You're going to love it. Power Gadgets is available from our partners at powergadgets.com. It's wonderful stuff. I mean, it just, and the great thing about it is, it, you know, as more teams, right, so the Exchange team is supporting this, the MOM team, the Virtual Machine Manager team, the Data Protection Manager team has their stuff coming out, and all that stuff, I'll be able to take all that stuff and pipe it to Power Gadgets,
wow,
right, and be able to see all their information. And the Power Gadgets folks and those teams didn't have to talk to one another. And so it's this wonderful ecosystem. So, you know, Power Gadgets is a great product. It makes us look great. we love it. It
certainly does.
Great. Well, from Channel 9, that's us signing off. Have a good day.